entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Look at here, bitches. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I'm over here fucking your mother. You fucking dick knob.
Stephen King writes horror. If I was a Jew, then I'd light a menorah. I got rhymes for ya, excuse me, senora. Are you a horror? Are you a lady? Is it Erica Boyer or Marsha Brady? Let me know, hun, the deed'll get done. Just us in the position. I'll take my rod and then I'll go fishing. I'll get your river flowing, I'm always in the knowing. It comes to giving pleasure, I'm every woman's treasure. I came to work your body, so let me do my job. I've never been laid off, my rhyming skill paid off. Cause now I'm making records, now I'm making tapes. Steady busting suckers in bunches like grapes. Making all the papes, scooping up the loot. Putting suckers on the run, pull my gun in and I shoot. I never been a front, I never been a fraud. I got a natural skill, for that I thank the Lord. Cause I feel blessed, I'm casually dressed. I always got my gun, but I never wear a vest. I'm quick on the draw, like the horse named McGraw from the cartoon. Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
Alright now.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
Straight with the taper, the lyric skyscraper. Hit you like the lyrical murderer. I know you think I have, but yo, I never heard of ya. Just because you heard of me, kid. Fuck around until you do the lifetime bid. I'll put you in the dirt and leave you as for dead. When it comes to tools, these are sharpest in the shed. Cause I'm the 55 Cadillac King. It ain't no thing, my car don't ring. We'll bust you in the grill, I got the skill. You got to chill, cause I bring doom.
I got the boom, shalak, lock, boom.
I hop turn styles, I rock all mics, I last all night. I puff fat blunts, I rock fine stunts. Step up bold, I knock out your gold fronts. Everlast, that's my name. My unique rhyme style's my claim to fame. The House of Pain's the name of my clique. You can't be down, punk, get off my dick. You make me sick, like Strawberry Quick. Your style is whack, you ain't the Mac. So yo, step back, get off the crack. And sing a new tune like boom, shalak, lock, boom.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
All right now.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
A little louder.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
Everybody.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
All right now.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
All right now.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
A little louder.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
Everybody.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
All right now.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo is good touching.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Oh, snap!
Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. It's the DJ New Style Show. Thank you for tuning in on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And the thing that delivers sounds from people that are fans of a certain band from a certain country that killed people based on their religion. What band? Rammstein!
Ah!
I would really like to hear a version of this song with unenthusiastic background vocal screamists. What would you call somebody that just screams in a band? Are they a screamist? Screaminist? I don't know. But I do know one thing. There is a man in a basement somewhere in New Jersey. Somewhere in New Jersey, and he's probably celebrating today. His name is Germ Freak. Frank, how are you today, buddy?
Yeah, whatever. What's going on?
Wow. Thank you for bringing the fire tonight.
Look at this impression that I do. Look at this. Ricola!
Should I look at that? Because I'm hearing it. Unless I can all of a sudden look with my ears, I'm hearing a terrible impression of you blowing it. I don't know what. What is it that you're making this sound with?
This is, you ever see the Ricola commercial, the cough drops?
No, Frank. It's very, very obscure for people that haven't been alive within, the last 15 years.
Okay. They go like this. Ricola!
I have no idea what you're doing right now.
And, I forget about it. I apologize.
You know what? That's okay. That's all right. Frank, you started off a little bit downtrodden, kind of depressed sounding. Is everything okay? I mean, yeah, you have an awesome Ricola bit. And I think while that's relevant for those of us who may need a lozenge every now and then, I get the sense that there's something wrong underneath the surface.
Well, you know, I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside.
Well, you're a sad clown.
My daughter asked me today, she says, Dad, are you an expert in anything? And I had no answer.
And then when she stopped laughing, what did she say for real? Did she honestly think that you're an expert and that you could be an expert?
I suppose so. I just said, you know what? I had to think. I says, you know what? I don't think I'm an expert in anything.
Really? I mean, There's nothing that you're incredibly good at.
Being an expert means that you're perfect in it. There's no mistakes whatsoever. I mean, are you an expert in anything? I mean, you know a lot about computers, but you're not an expert in computers.
I would say I'm a computer expert. I would also say that I'm an expert at dealing with an impossible to deal with bald man who has no idea what the fuck he's doing right now. So you had nothing that you could tell her. How old is his daughter?
She's 9.
You could tell her that you're an expert at going to the moon, and she would believe you. My dad told my oldest sister that we were direct descendants of Charles Darwin, and that he used to be Jewish, but he discarded his yarmulke. And the fact that she was, innocent and believed him, she went and told her teacher, "Hey, guess what? My family descends from Charles Darwin, and we used to be Jews." I don't know why that's news. But she was very excited about this, until my dad eventually forgot that he had said that, and then she found out that he's just a big liar, and the whole thing was at her expense. You couldn't lie to kids at that age, Frank. Just lie to them. Tell them that you're a fucking spaceman.
No, no, no.
I'm a spaceman. I'm an expert at going to Mars.
I'm not an expert in anything. I'm not going to claim that I am. Nobody. I don't think you're an expert in anything either. Nobody's an expert. Well, yeah, an expert means you're unflawed in it. You know everything in it. And I don't think you're an expert in
it. So you're saying that anybody who's an expert can never be wrong?
Correct.
So then why are experts occasionally wrong? Would you say that weathermen...
Well, they're not an expert then.
Would you say that weathermen that are on TV that give us forecasts, would you say that they're experts?
Apparently not.
What about financial experts, as they are called? The little name under the little title under their name on CNN. So and so, Rick Santelli, financial expert. Whatever. I don't know anybody who has that actual title, but they are people that are brought on as experts to speak with some kind of degree of knowledge.
Right.
They don't know everything. They're just better than, most people. So they're experts. If they were fucking perfect, then, why would they waste their time talking to fucking idiots that watch CNN or any other thing?
I suppose. So
just go, next time your child decides to speak to you, which may be in a few weeks, judging on the disappointing showing from that question, the fact that her father has no expertise in anything. I mean, you could lie. I mean, really, if you had nothing, you could just say, I'm an expert at not knowing anything. I mean, being good at nothing works for Seinfeld.
I'll lie to my kid. I'll lie to her.
You just said yourself that you know nothing. So you're an expert at being completely ill-informed.
Correct.
Yes.
There you go.
There you go. Your expertise is based on the fact that you have no expertise.
Right.
It's based solely on the fact that you are essentially worthless when it comes to talent and skill.
Right.
So, do you agree with me, or do you think this is a little bit far-fetched? You can honestly tell me that you have nothing that you know 95% about.
95, yes. 100%, no.
Well, I think that it's fair to say that experts don't know 100% of everything.
Okay.
You're going to war with the definition of expert with a 9-year-old. You at this point, you could tell her that you're an expert at baking fucking croissants. She goes, why haven't I seen a croissant in the kitchen? It's because that's woman's work, honey.
Right.
Get used to a life of baking.
Speaking of woman's work. Yeah.
What was that?
Speaking of woman's work, I'm in a little bit of a dilemma.
Sex change? Are you working on removing your genitals?
No.
Turning them inside out, turn it into an innie? No.
And by the way, when the show intro is being broadcast, and where it plays the part where I asked if Donna started the coffee, you always tilt your head up as though you're thinking of something. It's very cliche. That say you got to think of something new. You know what I'm saying?
You know what you should think of doing in reference to the intro, or for that matter, any of the production on the show? Any of it. How about any of it? You're the exact opposite of expert. The definition I gave was 95% or greater.
Now why is that?
You're the fucking inverse of that. You fucking
why is
bald
it that whenever
dope.
you pretend like you're thinking, you have to fucking put your fucking fingers on your chin.
When do I do that?
Is that a sign that you're thinking by like putting your fucking hands on your chin? You fuck.
Frank.
I'm sorry.
Why would I ever do... Have you ever seen me do that outside of that fucking thing?
Yeah. No, I haven't, actually.
Okay. When I have kids and they ask me what I'm an expert at, it'll be at murdering bald people. I will be a pro at disposing of bald bodies.
Oh,
unfortunate bald people that asked way too many questions and got way too critical on something they shouldn't fucking deal with.
Did that offend you?
No, not at all. But you mentioned you mentioned woman's work?
My wife she's been in school and she completed it.
How old is
now
she? You're not committing a crime, are you?
No,
she is above the age of 18.
Yes.
So this is a school for a specialty job training type thing?
Well, let's put it this. My wife's been a stay-at-home mom for 9 years, and she's looking to get back in the workforce.
She's getting back in the game.
She's getting back in the swing of things.
In the game, as they say.
To help old Frankie boy out a little bit. Take the fucking burden off of my shoulders.
It would be nice, right? She'll bring some income in, takes it all off of your back.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So that's perfect.
Let Frankie boy kick back a little bit, you know?
Yeah, let him relax, take some of the, the brunt off of your
exactly.
Probably disgustingly hairy back. I'm just saying.
Anyway.
I see.
So because she's at work, I work from home, and she's now out working a 9-to-5-er.
Okay.
I have to take care of some of the things that she's taking care of. And I was just informed today that I have to bring cupcakes to Lukey's school for his birthday and sing a song and read a book in front of the fucking class.
You're a room mother?
Yes. I have become a room mother.
You became a fucking room mother now. Oh,
yes.
My God. Frank. This might be the greatest day of my life.
I'm literally nervous about reading the book
and
singing in front of these children.
Singing?
I have to sing happy birthday and I have to start
it off. Oh, man. You have to be the person that kicks off the happy birthday?
Yes.
You have to set the key of the song?
Yes.
And then everybody follows you. Wow.
Now,
this is
going to
be...
I have to pass out the cupcakes and I have to read a book to a bunch of 4- and 5-year-olds. And I'm nervous about it. And I'm pissed off that I have to do it.
Yeah.
And it's I don't know. I'm flabbergasted. Today I had to take Lauren to art class. Tomorrow I gotta take Kayla to dance class. Then I gotta take Luke to cooking class. I don't know if I'm coming or going.
God, you're talking about woman's work. You have your son baking fucking cupcakes and blintzes.
Excuse me.
Your fucking son should be climbing trees, not making blintzes.
Have you ever heard of Hell's Kitchen? That Scottish guy, he's not gay. All right, but listen to me.
Yeah.
So I got to take him to dance class. I got to take him to cooking class. I got to take him to Kayla to tennis practice.
Let me tell you something, Frank. You bring up Hell's Kitchen. Anybody who's that pissed off because peas don't taste good is a fucking faggot. I'm sorry.
Listen.
What do you call these fucking peas? And throw the bowl. Come on. It's a fucking bowl of peas. Relax. Did you see the latest episode, Frank?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
It's all about the risotto, you know? The risotto! But listen,
the worst
problem
show I've ever heard
with that show...
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Go ahead.
What's his name? Gordon, what's his name?
Ramsay. Gordon Ramsay.
He's always got his fingers near his fucking mouth.
He's always pissed off, chewing on something, just getting ready to make some childlike fucking explosion in the kitchen somebody fucked up au gratin potatoes.
Right.
There's bigger problems in the fucking world than how creamy a sauce is, you fuck.
Right. So he always has his hands out on his face, on his mouth, and I'm looking at it, and I've discussed this with people before. He tastes the food. Okay?
Yeah.
He takes a spoon, and all the chefs have to taste the food before it's put out.
That's what chefs do.
Okay. But you know damn well that I'm putting new fucking spoons out. They're putting this one that they put in their mouth. They're putting it back in the pot. You know that.
In this case, I bet you they are. And in a lot of the upscale restaurants, I'm sure that they are. But in the little shithole diners that you eat at, the ones that you buy soup from, they are using the same spoon to taste, to fucking scrape flies off the floor, and to put carrots in broth.
I mean, you're
using
not kidding
that same
about
spoon. They'll use that same spoon to fucking fix a light bulb and put a tire on a bike. The fucking dives that you eat at.
I noticed that these chefs on Hell's Kitchen, they have their hands, their bare hands are all over. They're taking the chicken breast and they're moving it around. They have to touch every fucking piece of food with their hands. And I'm imagining that other chefs are doing this around the country and around the world. And I'm eating this. I'm consuming this.
Frank, there's more to life than worrying about what people are going to do to your food. There's more to life than this.
Oh, why is that you never send anything back in a restaurant?
Because a vengeful cook will jizz in my potatoes. Now, I don't necessarily want to live my life fearing that there may be some filth on my fries or whatever, but I also don't want to tempt fate and have some Spaniard behind a counter just, rub one out into my fucking plate of fries. It's common sense. You don't fucking jilt the help.
I understand what you're saying, and we've been through this
before. We've been over it and over it, Frank. So guess what? Your wife goes and gets some job. She's bringing money into the house, which is everything you've ever wanted. And now you actually have to be a parent for a little while.
First of all, I don't appreciate that insinuation.
That you've contributed to their life alone doesn't necessarily mean that you're being a parent. Driving your kids places, doing things for your kids.
But you don't
understand.
That's
part of being a fucking parent.
By the time I get situated and I start my work, I have to get up and do something. You're Catholic, isn't that correct? You're Roman
Catholic. I happen to be a Catholic, yes.
Okay, you've been to church before. Are you aware that
sometimes
we have to sit, sometimes we have to kneel, and sometimes we have to stand?
And sometimes you do the occasional squat thrust in between Eucharists. Yes.
Now, just when you think you're situated and sitting down in the pew, you got to fucking stand up. And then when you're done something, so you can't get situated. So I can't get situated with my. I cannot get into a. As soon as I get into a zone, I gotta get up and pick somebody up from school, take somebody to practice, take somebody to dance, take somebody to cooking, take somebody to tennis. I'm not getting anything done.
You just ran out of air on tennis.
So I'm not getting anything done.
So what? Work around it, Frank. This is a problem that you're supposed to have already solved about 25 years ago. In your case, I would say, 25 is it's a fair guess. But Frank, this is basic fucking time management. You have to do things. Get them done. Get them done. I'm guessing you can't leave things.
And here's the problem.
You can't
leave
things unfinished. You have to, once you start it, you have to finish it all the way through. Is that right?
Of course.
Of course.
I'm happy, okay? I got to pick Lukey up from preschool at 11:30, okay?
Sure.
So now from 11:30 until Donna comes home at 5, he's home with me.
So?
Okay? Every half a fucking hour, I gotta put a new show on demand. I gotta get him a fucking snack. I gotta open his bag. I gotta do this. I gotta do... I'm not getting anything done!
So when you get home, open up
everything. Those demand shows are only 22 minutes long! I have to go up and down the stairs every 22 fucking minutes to put a new Tom and Jerry on!
God forbid you go up fucking 10 steps 20 times in a day. You may burn a calorie, Frank. It's not that big a fucking deal. And you know what? If you want to get it all out of the way, do it like you do your job. You start a task and you finish it, right? So you start the task of bringing Luke home, open up every possible snack you think he would eat in that day, order every single on-demand thing, get fucking DVDs in a queue, get a goddamn DVD changer, set everything up, put everything out there, and just fucking let him go. Let him go. And you know what? While you're at it, just take extension cords, plug them into the wall, and then put them in like fucking pitchers of water and put glass
it's
all over the floor.
You know, it's a big joke to you, New Style. It's a big joke to you.
Because it's you made the decision.
Right? I understand
that. This is part of what you need to do.
I understand that, but it's
I mean,
very
if I'm going to order a T-bone steak and complain that I have to fucking dispose of the bone. Or work around a bone, then, you know, maybe I shouldn't have ordered a fucking T-bone steak. You had a kid. This is something you have to fucking
do. I say, listen, don't bother me. I'm working. Yes, daddy. Don't bother me. I'm working. He's climbing on my fucking back. Are you aware of this while I'm working?
Well, he got confused. He thought it was a lazy rock. What do you want? Frank,
well, listen,
the thing is...
He wanted lunch. You know what I said? I said, have a brownie. I'm in the middle of something here.
He's going to get rickets. This kid is not going to fucking grow up well. He's officially finished now. He had his last growth spurt at fucking 4 years old.
Listen,
he's going to be living on sugary cakes and whatever crumbs he finds under the table. It's terrible.
Sometimes it's easier to tell him to get a bag of pretzels. It really is.
This is why you maybe you shouldn't have pressed Donna to get a job. Are you regretting this decision? It was you prodding her, telling her, I make all the money. You know, maybe you can help me out. Right? It was you doing that, right?
For 9 years, the burden was on me. Are you aware of that?
I am now, yeah.
Hey, the whole world was on my shoulders. I had to support all these people.
The world. You have three kids and a wife.
And
there are fucking 6 billion people on the planet. The world is on your back. Oh, man. Humanity will end if you don't put a 12-hour day in.
You can barely take care of your friggin' dog, let alone, you know, anything else. I mean, come on.
But it's a dog that I chose to have. And I can put him in a cage, and I don't have to order on demand.
What did he do in the cage today while you were at work, Ken?
He pissed in the cage.
Oh.
And not only that, I figured he was okay in the cage. He wouldn't let anything go. So I put one of my pillows in there to sleep in. My fucking pillow has all kinds of fucking disgusting stains on it. I'll show you. It's absolutely hideous. Hideous. Here it is. Oh, yeah! That's all piss. Thank you, Teddy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice fucking piss stain.
How's the smell?
It smells like piss. I mean, it's not going to all of a sudden smell like fruit stripe gum. It's fucking urine.
Right. All right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I've had that happen to me before too.
I'm sure you have. And you've had it probably happen with your kids. It's okay. Frank, are you aware of what today is? I don't want to fucking be.
I am,
you know,
aware
that person.
Today is.
I want to acknowledge something. We do we call this a radio show. There is a video aspect to it. If you catch it live on Tuesday nights, right now Frank is wearing red.
Red.
Red. It's
red.
March 17th. St. Patrick's Day. I have on my green. I have a shirt that says Ireland on it. I don't know why. It just says Ireland, and it's got a shamrock. I'm all about the holiday today. Frank, you're wearing red.
I'm wearing red. What's the problem? Is there some type of celebration? Am I missing something?
St. Patrick's Day, you have maybe a smile on your face. You don't complain.
I'm in protest.
You don't complain like the world is collapsing.
I look forward to St. Patrick's Day every year.
The thing is, I always wear green. I always do. I have more green shirts than anything else. I love the color green. I happen to be wearing one that says Ireland on it, but it's just have a fucking, positive outlook. You're wearing red and it's not an accident.
Okay.
This is fucking deliberate.
First of all, may I finish? Wearing green is corny on St. Patrick's Day.
Why is it corny?
It's just so fucking corny and gay to wear green on St. Patrick's Day. Okay. Oh, you're in a celebration. We're all Irish on St. Patrick's Day. Bullshit. On St. Patrick's Day is the only day I wear this red shirt. And I wear it in celebration of my Italian heritage. Italiano heritage.
So,
I'm in protest of St. Patrick's Day.
Why? It's a great holiday. It's a perfect holiday because no one knows exactly what the fuck it means. Yeah, there's some story or riddle about snakes or whatever, but nobody really gives a shit. You don't see parades of people just chasing snakes down the street. People drink. People eat corned beef and cabbage. By the way, the greatest seasonal meal of the year, corned beef and cabbage. You're obviously not with me on this because you're sitting in a fucking Santa Claus red shirt wearing a hat or whatever the fuck.
Are you aware that I have fucking shamrocks on my windows? I have to go in my house and open my door and look at shamrocks on my windows.
What's the big deal? What's the big deal? What's the problem? Just because people might think that Irish people live there. And by the way, Frank, Irish people do live there. In your house, there is more Irish blood than Italian blood. Think about that.
How do you figure?
Because your kids are half Irish. Is that correct?
They're half Irish, half Italian.
And they denounce their father because he's not an expert in anything. So they're 100% Irish.
Uh-uh. You know what? I say to my kid, my daughter is really into her, knowing her nationality and everything and this and that. And, I just, it's a good thing, but it's hard for me, and we've discussed this before, to know that I have Irish children that unfortunately may grow up to be alcoholics. I don't know.
You think that because they're Irish, they're going to become alcoholics, not because of the fact that their father is a complete lunatic and has driven them into insanity and they're trying to drink him away?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. Not at all.
The Irish blood, yeah, definitely not you.
Yeah.
316-768-4472, if you want to call the show. I have made a bold statement. I say that the corned beef and cabbage is the greatest meal of the year. People in the HeroesTalk.com room are saying that Thanksgiving's the best. Well, you know what? Maybe I'm not that stoked about fucking turkey. Okay, we have a caller here. It's our buddy Ed. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing all right. What's going on? Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Oh, well, thank you. Me being half Irish like yourself, I can celebrate it.
So you're half Irish and half what?
Italian.
Yes, just like Frank's children.
Yes. Oh,
so don't even...
That hurt.
Why? Because Luke may be banging whores in Mexico like that. It's done out of love, Ed. What's going on?
Frank, I don't fucking get it why you have to be fucking Ebenezer Scrooge. The fucking Italians have Columbus Day. Can you not let the fucking Irish have their day?
Columbus Day, but it's not to the same... status as St. Patrick's Day.
Honestly, I'm going to say this. The Italians have not only, and I'm half Italian myself, the Italians have not only stolen Columbus Day from the Portuguese, who were ballsy enough to send him out, but they've stolen Christmas. I'm going to say that the Italians own Christmas. That's what I say. Every fucking house in New Jersey I pass that has Bon Natal or whatever, fucking lit up in Christmas lights all over their fucking lawn, and Italian flags on their fucking hedges. But I digress, Frank. Continue, Ed. I'm sorry. Columbus Day's not enough for you, Frank. You can't let anybody else have their fucking day.
Yeah, and Columbus Day is even more special because it's fucking on the calendar. It might not be a national holiday, but it's a federal holiday. Fucking civil servants have the goddamn day off on Columbus Day. Why are you complaining? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's not even a day off.
Well, now I'm thinking about it. Maybe you're right. So actually, a Columbus Day is more important than St. Patrick's Day. Is that what you're saying, Ed?
Well, I look at it as days off. If I had a job... But yeah, I think as far as, you know, if you look at the big picture, I think, yeah, Columbus Day is a bigger holiday than St. Patrick's Day.
I mean, the 2 days really mean shit to me. Basically, if they took away all the privileges of a day off and you know, a parade, you know, both days would be fucking, you know, the same. I would still eat corned beef and cabbage. I would still laugh at all the fucking Ginzos that work dart booths in fucking Little Italy. I don't know. To me, it's a great meal. Ed, what is your favorite seasonal meal?
As far as seasonal meals concerned, I really don't have one. I'm a ridiculously finicky eater.
What about springtime hooker pussy? Is that your favorite season?
Well, yes, hooker pussy is always best in the spring.
That's
Ed,
true.
Ed, you get that test yet, Ed?
What test?
Okay. Anyway.
Spelling. What do you think? He's not a coward. He's just never been tested, Frank. And you know what? Right. I'm going to speak for Ed here. I'd like to think that if he was tested, he'd pass.
Absolutely.
What I don't know can't hurt me.
Ed, did you ever have to knock on wood?
No. I
knew someone who had. I'm sure it wasn't good. Thank you for calling the show, Ed. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Ed, for that wonderful insight.
You're a prick, Frank.
Can I get the last 3 minutes of my life back now?
All right, sadly, continue. You'll never get any of it back. You've wasted every day that you've lived. Every single day that you've been awakened has been a waste.
Now, how do you feel when people say St. Paddy's Day?
I want to maim them. I want to cut their arms off and maim them. I don't like little cute abbreviations. I don't really like that. Maybe it's because I've worked in an office for so long and all the little office lingo and cutesy jokes that I've heard all over. They're pretty much the verbal equivalent of an email forward. Like some just fucking thing that has been passed around and over fucking sent and over said. It's just garbage. St. Patty's Day? Why? St. Patrick's isn't fucking good enough? You gotta cuten it up a little bit? Just, you know, come on. Lay off. Fucking
it's
Patty's
awful.
Day. It is awful. So you agree?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. You know, I mean, you know what? I have never said Happy St. Patrick's Day in my entire life.
Never, ever.
No. But listen, I'm happy that you have your heritage. You're proud of it. I'm happy you had your corned beef and cabbage. Apparently now you must have some major flatulence issues.
Right before the I've eaten corned beef and cabbage twice today. I'm going to literally destroy my toilet. My toilet is going to be split right down the middle.
Are you still doing your duty shit, your Tumblr shitters or whatever?
Well, let's just say this, Frank. We are entrenched in scandal. We are entrenched in scandal. My shit blog, which was my New Year's resolution, not necessarily the wisest move ever. I never really thought that cell phone batteries would die. And I never thought that I would ever leave the house without a cell phone. So I missed today's dump.
Oh,
I missed
man.
Today's dump. So ends a streak, Frank. So ends an era. But,
thank
you know,
God.
Almost made it 3 months, I would
thank
say.
Thank God. Yeah.
Almost made it 3 months.
Oh,
I mean, I don't know, Frank.
You should be proud.
Yeah. The thing I don't like about St. Patrick's Day is that, or for that matter, any holiday, teachers seem to have to work these events, these special holidays, into the lesson plan. I mean, when I was in grade school, I remember, you know, more than once having to color turkeys and shit. How does that fucking enrich your life, making a hand turkey or coloring in a leprechaun? What the fuck kind of person do you become because you're able to do that? How is that a valuable thing?
Well,
Teach me fucking math. Teach me something that I can use.
You're talking about the, you know, holiday mascots? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, basically. Anytime there's a, you know, some holiday with a mythic figure, we have to color in a little picture, basically.
Well,
I mean,
because that's part of the holiday. I mean, that's a dumb
thing. I mean,
let's take
leprechauns, for example.
Right.
A fucking ridiculous concept to begin with. We're basically, we're making these creatures... We're making these fucking creatures into some kind of thing that kids should be happy about, should be excited about, right?
Right.
But really, all they are is just old men who want to fucking steal treasure and hoard gold and play tricks on people. That's what it is. It's not a smiling little Irishman. It's a fucking old creep that wants to steal your money. And, you know, honestly, I think a leprechaun would fuck you. If you didn't want him to, a leprechaun would find a way to trick himself into your pants. That's what I'm saying.
Well, a leprechaun is a cute old man with red hair.
They're usually, they have red hair. They're usually a shoemaker. They live in some kind of a right. fucking fungus or whatever.
They have like leathery skin, don't they?
They usually, they do. They do. Yeah. And according to legend, if anyone keeps an eye on a leprechaun, you fix your eye upon him. He can't move. What kind of fucking superpower is that? You stare at somebody and they just have to stay there forever until you look away. How easy would it be to kill a leprechaun?
Oh, it would be very easy. That's why you don't see many of them.
Exactly. If I ever get my eye on a leprechaun, Frank, are you a leprechaun?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But how do you feel about, you know, the other characters of holidays? I mean,
so like the mythic figures based on
yes.
some kind
I
of,
mean, do you think the like who you think would win?
Well, let's go from the top. Are you, yes. you trying to pit them against each other?
Yeah,
I like this.
Who would win in a fight, a leprechaun or the Easter Bunny? No, I'm going with the leprechaun. Because the leprechauns would be able to knock the knees out of the Easter Bunny.
Well, what's the superpower behind the Easter Bunny?
Well, he doesn't have a superpower. He just bounces, doesn't he?
I mean, he has the ability to bring infinite amount of chocolate right. wherever he goes, right?
Right.
In all kinds of hollow shapes. I'm assuming he could probably make any shape into chocolate.
Right.
So he could, you know, theoretically, if he keeps an eye on this fucking leprechaun, he could encase him in chocolate. And then just, you know, the guy's trapped. He's so fucking tiny
right.
that he would never be able to leave. So right. he would just, you know, suffocate the leprechaun to death. Just by staring at him and encasing him in chocolate.
Right.
I think the Easter Bunny's got this one.
Who do you think would win, like a pilgrim or a leprechaun in a fight?
So the pilgrim is for Thanksgiving, I'm assuming?
Yes, yes.
The pilgrim's got a fucking rifle. And he keep in mind, he's not too fond of foreigners. So basically, he would sneeze on the leprechaun. Are you saying the Easter Bunny?
No, the leprechaun.
Well, the leprechaun lost. Why are we doing this to the leprechaun?
I just realized that
why
you don't
is
really
the leprechaun
see...
the fucking the whipping boy for you?
All right, who would win a fight, the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus?
This is a little tricky. I don't know that Santa Claus, you know, people give him a lot of clout because they get a lot of things from him. He has the power to slide through chimneys. He eats cookies. I mean, really, he's a shitty figure. He just gives stuff to people. It's not like if you're gonna fight somebody, giving them gifts isn't necessarily the best way to defeat them. So I'd have to say the Easter Bunny could kill Santa Claus.
Well, obviously, Santa Claus has a weight issue. It's gonna slow him down.
He's not spry. But the thing is, he does cover the entire globe in like 1 hour.
True. That's his.
I mean, and he does roll deep. He's got like fucking reindeer.
Does he still smoke the pipe or no?
He does. He smokes a pipe. He hangs
but
out
the
with
Easter
his fucking
Bunny
boys. Smoke,
no, that's the snowman. Oh my God, I'm getting confused. That's Frosty.
I mean,
still smokes.
Santa Claus has got a lot of stamina. I mean, he travels the entire fucking globe. He's got all these powers. He's got reindeer and shit. And then he still manages to go home and fuck his wife for 365 days.
That's true.
And he doesn't do any of the work. He's enslaved basically what amounts to fucking North Pole leprechauns. He's basically said, you do all of my fucking work for me. You never get any of the fucking glory. If I go to a mall, you have to deal with all the fucking snot-nosed fuck-faced kids that have to sit on my lap for 5 seconds before I shatter their dreams. And then, you know what? I'm going to do it again. Forever. Every year. And you're going to be okay with this. And you're going to also live forever. Because elves don't die. They're basically born into fucking slavery.
They're indentured servants, I prefer to call them.
What do they get out of it?
They're getting a home. They're getting a food. They're getting room and board, pretty much.
Yeah, but indentured servants, Frank.
They're getting clothes.
So did the slaves from Africa. But the thing is, Frank, the indentured servants eventually get out of the servitude. That's why whenever you go to a Chinese buffet and you're a regular there, the next, like, after 6 months, you're going to see a completely new staff because all these people have been shipped in for, like, $20,000 a piece.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. Every time you see a completely new staff at a Chinese restaurant, you know that they've changed hands. Those people are now, you know, doing something at a nail salon or some massage parlor, and they're living the life. Now, what are some of the other figures now? Let's go through the months here. January. What, it's like New Year's. So we have as far as mythic figures go, we have Baby New Year and Martin Luther King. So those are two mythic figures. I think Baby New Year is probably more prominent though for that month.
Okay, I wouldn't consider Martin Luther King a mythic figure, but anyway,
you know, you don't know history. So we have Baby New Year for January. February we have it's Valentine's Day, Groundhog Day.
Lincoln, Washington.
Yeah, so Lincoln, Washington, Groundhog. And you know what, it is Black History Month, so we also have Martin Luther King again.
Who do you think would win the fight, Lincoln or Washington?
I would say Washington, because he doesn't have to worry about teeth.
That's true.
I mean, the guy was so fucking just, you know, he didn't care about his life. They basically told him, look, you have a common cold. Let's put these leeches on you to completely remove your blood. It might work. And he's like, fuck it. Let's go.
Right.
And this is after he won a war and was elected leader of a country. The guy's pretty fucking badass. Lincoln takes one shot to the skull and he's fucking checks out.
Well, and it was a pretty serious shot. I mean, it was.
I bet you George Washington would have took it. He would have lived too. And you know what? He would have put in some kind of a hippo bone to patch it up. Yeah. You always hear about what his little replacement parts were made from. So February goes to Washington then?
I guess so. He was more of a rugged guy, I guess. Lincoln has the height. He's a little more lankier. But rumors
about Lincoln were that he was a little bit of a...
Those are very, very, you know...
I'm just saying Lincoln might have loved the cock. I don't know. Let's go over to March. We obviously have the leprechaun. And I'm going to also say, not necessarily mythical, but maybe, you know, somebody that could represent the month would be just a drunk redhead guy from Boston.
I see.
Maybe. I don't know. Who would win there? The redhead guy obviously can't lock eye contact. So I think the leprechaun takes it. We already mentioned the Easter Bunny. May and June don't really have anything, do they?
No.
No. But there July? Is there is Independence Day in July. And
which
I guess
is
Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam.
Now, is Uncle Sam worth fucking anything? I mean, he's basically an old guy that points at you and tells you to do things that he doesn't want to do himself. He wears the flag of a country he's demanding that you defend.
Right.
What kind of a worthless fucking guy is that? He would lose to the leprechaun. Sure, he can stare and point, but he's old, you know? He's going to have to take a nappy.
You know what? I think you're right. I mean, all I ever see him doing is pointing his finger at people, telling him what to do. You know what? I think you're right. He would.
I'm absolutely right. Let's just skip August. I don't think anything, you know, there's no mythic figures.
Isn't your birthday in August?
No, my birthday is in July.
Oh, I apologize.
And I'm willing to give that month completely to Uncle Sam because I'm very real. I exist. September, I mean, we have Labor Day, but is there really a mythic figure for Labor Day? I mean, you could basically say the guy from the shore with all the gel in his hair, the bro, the Guido. I mean, the Guido can take September as far as I'm concerned.
I don't think there are Guidos anymore. I think they went out in the 80s, Guidos.
Well, Guidos are perpetual. They just change, you know, their influences. Like, I'm guessing when you were a child or...
When I was back in the 80s, you're talking about?
Yeah, when you were in your heyday.
Right, back in the
80s. You were listening
to
Simply Red and just not giving a damn.
Right.
I'm guessing, like, parachute pants...
Parachute pants. I had spandex. I had parachute pants, Capizio shoes, spandex shirts. I also had a net shirt. You know what? And I also had an IROC.
Well, there you go. You were a Guido. But the thing is, now they wear like the button down shirts with nothing under it, with no buttons buttoned, and they gel their hair to the point where you drop a fucking loose leaf sheet of paper on it, and just it completely turns into dust. And they dance. They fucking dance. And the music they listen to is incredibly gay. It's actually the music that you like. It really is. Now, I'll give it to the Guido, September. I'll do that. But October, I mean, is there anybody that's going to challenge Halloween? Yeah, Christopher Columbus, sure. He's going to beat a fucking a vampire or Frankenstein or a ghost. Sure.
Now, when you say Frankenstein, what do you mean by Frankenstein? Because
I'm being like everybody else, Frank. I understand it's, you know, Frankenstein's monster.
Are you aware that Frankenstein was the scientist? He was not the creation?
I understand. It's called Frankenstein's monster, but just
Frankenstein's monster.
For the sake of saving a syllable or two?
No, I'm tired of people doing that. They constantly refer to the monster as Frankenstein. Frankenstein was the scientist. He was not the monster.
Oh, okay. So in the 80s, the car in Back to the Future was the DeLorean's car. You fuckface. It was a DeLorean. The guy's proud of his monster. let him have some fucking pride. Jesus okay. Christ. So which one do you give it to, though? I mean, those are the iconic monsters for Halloween.
Well, Frankenstein's already dead. The monster's already dead.
That's the point. He's fucking dead. You can't kill him.
Right.
You can maybe light a match near him and he fucking loses his mind, but maybe a vampire? Or is it the ghost? Is it the ghost? Because everybody's dressed up as a ghost for Halloween.
Yeah. Frankenstein's monster's got to
run away. Or is it some kind of a pumpkin-headed creature?
No.
The pumpkin just isn't fucking scary. Let's face it. Really, was a jack-o'-lantern ever meant to fucking scare anybody? Has anybody ever felt fear because of a goddamn jack-o'-lantern? No, it's all about the design. So I'd say I'm going to either give it to the mummy, wolfman, or, you know, one of them. I don't give a fuck. Fuck, it's the vampire. Who cares? God. So, November, you chose the pilgrim.
Pilgrim? You know, you never really see pilgrims smiling in any of the photos, do you?
Yeah, you never do. But then again, any old picture, just you look at pictures of your great grandparents.
Yeah,
nobody fucking
smiled
ever. There's this one pizza place by where I work. They wanted some kind of a rustic decor. They wanted it to feel like, you know, grandma's living room. We're gonna eat a fucking pie, have some fucking ziti, and you know, some fucking pasta fazzole, and it'll feel like I'm in my fucking grandma's house. And they have all these pictures hung up of dead people. People that are obviously dead. Class pictures, everything. No matter how many people are in that fucking photo, none of them smile.
Nobody.
And they're just standing there, arms completely to the sides. Nothing.
And they're wearing suits on the beach.
They are! They're wearing suits wherever the fuck they go.
I have a picture of my grandfather wearing a fucking suit in the beach. Doesn't make sense to me.
It's so fucking true. They do wear suits on the goddamn beach everywhere they were.
They wore suits everywhere. They wore suits to fucking baseball games.
It was so fucking terrible. So terrible. Oh, my God. I don't know. But it creeps me out. Anytime black and white pictures pretty much. Really
well, the thing with the black and white pictures, unless you have somebody, you know. In other words, you could take a picture of something 300 years ago of a field, or you could take a picture of the sky 300 years ago, and it'll look the same as it does today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You could take a picture of a forest 300 years ago, and today it'll look the same.
Yeah.
It's only when you put somebody in the picture that you could tell.
It's that
even if,
it's that
you ever
it's
see
that
an
effect.
Old picture?
Yeah, it's the effect on the face. There's no detail or anything like that.
Right.
It's all washed out. They all look the same. They have the same eyes. It's basically like old people figured out what was going to be used on MySpace for everybody. Just really washed out, zoomed out pictures of a set fucking chosen expression. And that's
Speaking
what they're going to go
MySpace.
With.
Yeah.
Speaking of what?
MySpace. I'm not MySpace. What am I thinking?
Never mind. We'll get to that later.
I apologize.
There's one more month, Frank. And it's December. I mean, is there any other?
Yeah, well, we've talked about that.
Santa Claus? Is that it?
Santa Claus, yeah.
What about African guy on public access cable wearing a you know, the dashiki? What about him? Trying to validate Kwanzaa to people, to have that be accepted to anybody. Does he win it all, or is it always Santa?
Well, Santa Claus has mythical powers. So
ready, Santa! All right, why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style Show. What was that?
Ricola!
You're out of your mind.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time. Tony, have you heard about this program on Wednesdays about people dealing with life and struggling with problems and uncovering new mysteries and working together to solve conflicts in their life?
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's really good. There's a lot of action. There's a lot of people fighting. There's a lot of people screaming at each other. There's a lot of tension. It's really great.
Are you talking about The Awful Hour, Wednesday nights at 9 on Hear Us Talk?
No, I'm talking about Lost. You ever see that show?
Yeah, I think, no.
Oh, it's really good.
Oh, I'll check it out.
Right out of college, I was interning at a post-production place. There was a dude there. There was this, it was like this Asian kid, but he was born and raised in Virginia.
Yeah.
And I guess he kind of came into a little inheritance and just wanted to move to the big city. I guess what he did was he just kind of went on Craigslist and just looked for the cheapest apartments in Manhattan, not knowing anything about Manhattan, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we were both at the same level of internship at this place. So, I mean, we were literally getting paid $60 a week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was pretty much just money for lunch for me. You know, I didn't even call it a paycheck. I called it was a per diem, you know? And he called it a paycheck. But every day, it was like we would just talk and I would just kind of just try to find out more about him because he really didn't say much. Finally, I was like, dude, where do you live that you can afford to pay your rent with this kind of per diem we're getting? He's like, oh, I live in Harlem. Like, really? He's like, yeah, it's all right, you know? I'm like, okay. I'm like, this kid's going to get killed. And sure enough, one day I come into the office and he doesn't show up for like 2 hours. So I'm like doing the usual getting lunch for people, which is much your primary job as an intern. He comes in, his face is just bashed apart. The night before, I guess he got mugged for like the $3 he had on him, and they just got his face punched. He got his nose broke, both the eyes black. All of like the joy and like all the hopes he was looking for from the big city were just beaten out of him. Literally. And it was like, and I didn't say anything because I was like waiting for him to just say something.
Yeah.
And he just kind of tried to, he just painfully cracked a smile. Like, it just hurt from his smile. And I never said what happened. I was just waiting for him to say what happened.
Did he finally tell you what happened?
He never did.
Wow.
And he was gone 2 days later. I guess he went, he just packed his shit and went home. The Awful Hour is a bi-weekly podcast hosted by Veal Chop and Tony. Download it at theawfulhour.com or join us in the chat room every Wednesday night at 9 for the rebroadcast at hearustalk.com.
The DJ New Style Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, New Style presents to you the man without a government name, Mr. Mike Nice.
Play it back, nigga.
Hold on, my phone ringing. You're on the DJ New Style Show, 316-768-4472. Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah.
So you already know who it is, what it is.
You already know who it is, what it is?
What's poppin', son?
Somebody's lip gloss.
Blow my mind. Oh, word? You do the G-Fly, too?
What's going on in Irvington tonight, man?
Yo, shout out to them two niggas that broke out of Union County Jail, son. Yo, talk, like, these niggas got every fucking prisoner in the state right now trying to do some Shawshank Redemption type shit, son.
Just hanging up a fucking Eve poster, chipping away behind it.
Son, get your Eve and your Remy Ma post on the wall, son. So how the fuck they gonna pull a straight escape from Alcatraz type shit,
well,
though?
What are the details on this? What happened?
All I know is that these niggas dug a hole up in the wall, climbed up to, like, the top floor, jumped over a fence, and skated off, son. Like, real talk? Like, y'all niggas did a straight Clint Eastwood on the motherfucker?
I don't know, man. What if you run up into them in the streets?
Yo, son, they say Union County, I'm good. Y'all white people must be shook right now. They ain't say Newark. They ain't say Essex County Jail or Rahway State. They say Union. Y'all niggas in Summit, Short Hills. Y'all niggas are shook. Melbourne niggas got alarm companies coming on Monday.
Sloan and Shield and be on working overtime.
Hell yeah, nigga, Sloan and
Shield.
Shield,
the Sloan Shield.
Get your Orange Shield game up, yo. Shout out.
Short Hills. You gotta watch out.
Yo, tell me how Short Hills more raised their valet price to $10, yo.
Well, why? Why would you valet at the mall? Why?
Son, I don't park my own car. Nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you?
There's no valet at a church's chicken.
So you do park your own car?
No, you do drive through, nigga. You don't stop at churches.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Definitely will be killed. Niggas like, yo, give me your extra ranch dressing, nigga. Like, what? Like, nigga, take a biscuit too. Calm the fuck down.
People do always want your extra sauce.
Yo, son, yo, because niggas be greedy. No love. Like, you go to McDonald's, niggas charging you 25 cents for a sweet and sour. Like, bitch, it ain't coming out of your check. Give me two.
It's a 20 piece. And they give you two. They give you two fucking sweet
nigga,
and sour.
Nigga, how the fuck? 20 nuggets out of two dippings. Yo, son, don't even get me started on that fuckery, yo. Because every time I go to McDonald's, I stay asking for sweet and sour. I put that shit on my my snack wraps and my quarter pounders with cheese, nigga. Woof cheese. Woof. Yes, extra cheese. Real talk, these niggas talking about you only get one sauce for every four nuggets. Bitch, I ordered 30. Do the math. That's seven sauces, bitch.
Sauces?
Then I love when a bitch comes up talking about, yeah, we out. Like, bitch, you out a sweet and sour sauce? Yeah.
Jennifer, do you enjoy the chicken nuggets?
When they're not so spongy, I like them, yeah.
Spongy?
Kids like
what the fuck are you talking about, Nick?
Spongy nuggets. You never had spongy nuggets?
No. I can't say I've ever had spongy nuggets. Is that a code for something, Frank?
Nigga, no. You talking about chicken nuggets, not duck nuggets. What the fuck you talking about?
Listen.
This nigga ate duck nuggets.
I went to Kennedy Fried Chicken and they gave me very spongy nuggets.
What the fuck you doing at Kennedy Fried Chicken?
I was in the hood. I had to stop there. I was in Plainfield, my homies.
You was in the hood. I'm
with his homies.
You was in the hood.
I was with my bed bugs.
So hold on, I'm champing this black right quick. Hold on, let me champ my little black and my right quick. Take this cancer paper about this shit. Yeah,
what?
Say word. This black and miles, nigga. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I do. I remember being at a bus stop.
Son, black is the shit right now. I need to hit this in a minute.
I think I've told this story many times, but my friend took the time to get rid of the white people cancer paper, got that paper out of there, re-rolled it.
Like, why the fuck you put paper in something that got to, like, they don't put paper in cigarettes.
They do it because white people don't really smoke those.
Yo, son, no love, you putting paper in with my tobacco. Like, can a nigga just smoke his new, yo, son, shout out Black and Mild for the new flavor, though. Wine black? This shit tastes like wine, nigga. This shit is Yo!
Do you put a paper bag around it before you smoke it?
Huh?
Do you wrap it in a paper bag before you smoke it?
Yeah, whatever. So this wine black is popping, yo. This shit don't even smell like smoke when you done smoking it, yo.
The Kiani blunt. Bedazzled.
Yo, son, shout out to Wine Black and Mild. So this is going to be in my nigga 2007 year in review post coming at the end of the week. First of all, son, how you hit Vegas? How you touch the town and you ain't even tell me, son?
Well, the thing is, yeah, I went to Vegas and Mike Nice, you were nowhere to be found. I think you've been banned. Have you been banned from Vegas yet?
Nah, son, that's not the way we going out. We going out for New Year's, dog. You know what I'm saying? You kind of went a little too early. I mean, I would have went twice, but you ain't telling me you was touching the count. Son, where you went? Like, when you left? Son, well, you got all my numbers.
I don't have any of your numbers. No, you always call from somebody else's phone, from your from them cats around the way.
Nah, son, yeah, I mean, my man's never got their pager numbers and shit, but you got my boo, so why don't you chirp a nigga? Chirp.
Oh, you want me to chirp?
Yo, son, chirp a nigga.
Where you at?
Yo, son, hello?
Yo. Where you at?
Yeah, my bad. I got air traffic controllers, the NTSB, and the FAA, and NASA at my door right now. Let me handle these alphabet boys. I'm going to hit you back, son.
All right. Okay, Mike.
Yeah, one.
Yeah, see you.
DJ New Style Show. DJ New Style Show is back. Bitches.
Oh, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And, you know, you can go other places like djnewstyleshow.com and download fine clips like that, full episodes, and God knows what else. Videos of Frank stuffing his face. I don't know. Frank, how are you? Did you have a nice break? Nice long break.
Yeah, that was a long one. If I knew it was going to be that long, I would have went to fucking Starbucks for
Christ's
sake.
What would you have gotten?
You know what? I get non-fat lattes now.
Really?
You know, when I first started out at Starbucks, it was a venti breve latte, 4 equals extra hot, no foam. Now, then it was reduced. I stopped asking for the extra hot because even though I asked for extra hot, they would give me regular. So I says, fuck it anymore.
Frank,
and even though I asked, go ahead.
let me ask you something really quick. Pay attention. Ooh, whoa, wait a minute, wait a minute. Oh, shit. I want to ask you a question, Frank. Oh, my goodness. Is it gay? You would agree that there are certain beverages that would be gay at Starbucks to order. Would you not?
Is this live?
This is live.
Yes.
Is this for real? I thought I was dreaming. No, you would say that there are gay things that you could order.
Yeah, we've discussed this, sure.
Tonight I ordered a venti chai latte.
Oh, boy.
Is that gay?
Wow. How'd you even say it without feeling gay?
I just said, can I have the last thing on the teas? And they're like, vanilla rooibos? No. Not a vanilla rooibos. The last
is chai
one.
A
below
spice?
That. I don't know. It tastes like fall.
Why can't you just be a man and get a cafe Americano?
That's my drink. I usually get that, but I wanted to try something different. And they looked at me funny. But it was good. Oh, it was tasty.
In all honesty, I skipped Starbucks for like 4 days. I don't know. I think I may be losing my taste for Starbucks. I just haven't been into it in the last couple of days. I got it.
But how do you get caffeinated, Frank? How do you keep it going? How do you keep this fire burning?
I don't know.
What do you do?
I don't know. I just haven't been into it, you know? It's like it costs me $5 for a fucking cup of coffee every day.
Yeah, well, that's what the thing is. That's why they're doing poorly. And that's why, people are drinking the pipe water that is Dunkin' Donuts coffee. And when I say pipe water, that is copyright Barb.
That is.
2007, maybe?
That is copyright.
Let's just say 2007.
Says,
I don't know.
She says that this is what people like us don't drink. Something like that. I don't remember.
People like us is a key phrase for what I want to talk about next. People like us. Frank, you know that today is a special day. We've already been there. But there's another day that I'm not so sure that you know about, especially since when I asked you about it, you ignored me. I'm talking about St. Baldrick's Day. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
I asked you about this. And, you ignored me, and
I thought you were just being a smartass.
I said, "Have you ever heard of Saint Baldrick's Day?" And you thought I was making some kind of a clever.
I thought you were making some kind of joke about me.
No, Saint Baldrick's Day is a relatively new event where people get other people to pledge money to have their head shaved. So if I'm going to get my head shaved, I'm going to get people to pledge money on my behalf, and then that goes to kids with cancer. So. I mean, it seems like it's a noble cause, but it's really pretty degrading to people like you.
It is degrading.
People that are bald.
I mean, I have some type of fucking deformity?
it's like they're treating shaving your head like it's some kind of a disfigurement.
I mean, because I'm bald, do I not bleed?
Well, you do.
I don't.
I'd actually like to see if you could. Can you just open your scalp?
No.
You don't have anything sharp? Okay. But no.
So these people.
They're saying, listen, I'm willing to do this because it might cure a horrible disease. That's the only way I'd ever be seen bald. Because as we know, people that are bald are disgusting, terrible people. And they're horrible and they look awful. And I'm willing to make myself as bad as them if it'll cure a terrible disease for children. That's the only way they'd ever do it, Frank. And you know what? It's not just the people that are doing this, getting their head shaved. It's the people that are donating the money, too. They're guilty as well. And a lot of them are just paying to see their fucking friend look like a douche, basically. They think this is going to be so fucking embarrassing for this person. Yeah, I'll pay $20. And they're not even thinking about the disease. They're thinking about how they can laugh at their friend. How do you feel about this? You'll see, now you'll probably see people with freshly shaven heads walking around with the excuse, hey, I did it for cancer. And now they're so fucking high and mighty. But the people like you who have been bald for years, who rolled the die and drew the bald gene, get no fucking praise. These people are fucking heroes. You're scum. You're disfigured. You're awful. How does that make you feel?
It doesn't make me feel good. I, you know, listen, they're trying to make it so that, you know, they're trying to relate to these individuals who have cancer and are losing their hair by shaving their hair themselves. But I live this every fucking day of my life.
And you know what? You're in a hard spot. It's not like you can exactly come out against this whole St.
Right.
Baldrick's Day
right.
thing. Because now people are going to say, oh, yeah, he's against helping kids with cancer.
Right.
What an asshole Frank is.
It's reminiscent of not wearing the red ribbon for AIDS awareness.
Who doesn't want to wear the ribbon?
You don't want to wear the ribbon?
Oh, my God. You know what it's like? It's almost like having people pledge money so you can have your face painted black, but it's to help burn victims. So black people aren't supposed to be pissed off that white people are painting their faces black because it's helping burn victims. The bald people should rebel against St. Baldrick's Day. You want to donate money? Just fucking donate money. Don't make a big fucking hullabaloo about shaving your goddamn head. People like Frank have been dealing with this shit for years. They've been conned with hair systems that they
right.
paid way too much money for and looked way too horribly wearing. They've lived a tough, bald life. Haven't you, Frank?
You know what? I have, and they're making a mockery. They're trivializing the hell that I go through every day being a bald man and suffering the consequences that I suffer. You know, everybody stares at me every fucking day. They stare and they look at my fucking head.
And here's the kicker. Here's the thing, Frank. On Sunday, I met up with my niece and my brother-in-law, and we were talking about this, and this sums it up perfectly. My brother-in-law was saying he was going to do it, but he didn't because my niece started crying so much and said, Daddy, don't shave your head. You're going to embarrass me. You're a fucking embarrassment to the world in everybody else's eyes. That's what St. Baldrick's Day is saying. Yeah, you may get a few fucking G's for, kids with cancer, but you're basically saying anybody who's naturally bald, they didn't contribute to this cause. Fuck them.
I can relate to that because every day my son says to me, Daddy, when are you going to grow your hair back? And what can I say to him?
You can say, the day that Jesus forgives me for my sin that I was born with. It's some kind of an original sin that I was born with, son. So I must bear the bald brunt of terrible genes.
You know, in a sense, I have, in a sense, having baldness is I myself have some type of dry disease.
Irish Alki,
I have a dry disease.
Irish Alki is sending some feedback. He's from The What Show. Check out thewhatshow.com, 10:30. We're broadcasting it on Heroes Talk because they're good pals of ours. We love them. He says, Frank, you know, when your daughter asked you if you were an expert in anything, you should have said that you were an expert in embarrassment. Basically, you should have some kind of a degree, some kind of a badge or a framed certificate just heralding your expertise in embarrassment, whether
That's
it's
true.
Your own or whether it's embarrassment that you dole out.
Right.
I don't know.
Thank you, Pat.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
I discovered this this holiday, if you want to call it. I think it's more of an event. As I was getting ready to travel on my business trip to Texas. Now, we missed the show last week. Not that, you know, why should I apologize? I'm apologizing to the fucking 50-whatever people that listen live and the people that download. I'm sorry you didn't have something new, some drolling dialogue to hear, but I was at a bagel place they always have a balloon sculpture and it was shaped like a bald man that looked like you, and I was going to take a picture of it, but then I started reading the sign. But that's beside the point.
I had
a business trip, Frank. I had to go to Texas.
First time.
Now, you think business trip, you think trip. How many days are you thinking, Frank?
I'm thinking at least four or five days.
A bit less than that.
I'm thinking maybe 3 days.
Less than that.
I guess, you know, maybe 2 days or so.
Flew out Tuesday. Flew back Wednesday night.
Oh, boy.
I was in this fucking place answering questions and fielding it. They wanted me to be there 8 o'clock and leave at 2. This was so worth flying to fucking Texas so I could answer questions. Questions, you know, thrown at me by two people. I mean, it's fucking 2009.
Well, let me ask
Matt, I'm speaking to you now through the fucking internet, and you can see my face. You can see my face. You can hear my stupid voice and everything that I have to say. Why am I traveling to field questions? But I did it. I agreed to do it. And I kept a negative outlook the entire time. Whenever I don't want to do something, Frank, whenever I'm not into it, and sometimes when I am into something, I will always look at it like it's going to be the worst thing ever because I don't want to be let down. I figure if I always look at it from the absolute darkest side, I think it's going to be a nightmare. I think I'm going to wind up, you know, dead from boredom, whatever. It's going to be a fucking snooze. However it's got to be, if it's even a little bit good, then I'm happy. If not, then it's to be expected. There's no disappointment that way. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this? Oh, goodness. Well, there goes the phone, Frank. That's okay. That's okay. I'm sure that person will call back when we decide to have phones again. But let me just say, I always keep a dark outlook on things, and I know you do this as well. Frank?
Yes. I'm listening.
This is your cue to speak.
you're going on and on. Yeah, of course. Why, you know, my motto is I don't set myself up for disappointment because I don't want to be disappointed. So you always look at the worst. Always look at the glasses being half empty. You know, it's the way life should be, and you should live that. I'm glad to see you're living that. I'd like to ask you a little bit about your trip, however.
Well,
if I could.
Sure, but we have a caller here. I think.
I apologize.
Are you there, caller? No, you are not. So we have to, you know, invite him to call back or whatever. So you have questions about my trip. Please feel free.
Now tell me, tell me about how you went about going there and getting your ticket and everything.
The ticket and the hotel were handled. It was all taken care of.
Flew first class?
No. I flew coach and I kind of lucked out. This was something I figured it was going to make the trip better because it was less than just completely horrific. I had a seat open next to me so I could stretch out. I didn't have anybody sitting next to me. It was looking good so far.
So what did you do during the flight?
I stretched out. I listened to The Awful Hour. Go to theawfulhour.com. I'm sorry I didn't get to air the episode. But, you know, theawfulhour.com. Wednesday
nights on Heroes
Talk.
Do you have any snacks on the plane?
I did not have snacks because I was on American Airlines, Frank. And if you don't know, American Airlines has food for sale. So if you want to buy a snack, you can buy a snack. But I don't know that I want to pay $4 for a fucking bag of nuts. And not that I even had the opportunity because I was asleep. I didn't get a fucking drink. I didn't get a snack because they didn't want to wake me up. Didn't want to interrupt nappy time.
You slept on the plane.
Oh, I slept on the plane.
Okay, see, here's the problem with that.
What's the problem?
When you sleep in public, now people know that people have seen me sleep, but it's never been in public.
Yes. Frankandbarb.com. If you want to see Frank sleep, I don't know why you would. Donna doesn't even want to do it. She wears a goddamn sleep mask.
Excuse me?
Frankandbarb.com. Continue.
Aren't you embarrassed that when you're sleeping in public that you might snore?
No, I'm really not, because I'm not on a stage. I'm in a fucking airplane seat. I'm not performing to a fucking crowd that are there to see me. These people are as miserable as I am, or even more miserable. And they're even more embarrassing. People are farting. People are shitting their pants.
You've heard people fart.
I'm sure it's happened, Frank. Planes have gone down. I think it's far more likely that someone has farted in an airplane seat than a fucking plane has crashed. So, yeah, I bet you people have shit their pants. People have spontaneously ejaculated. Body parts have probably fallen off of people while they've been
did
in an airplane.
Did you utilize the bathroom on the plane?
I did not. I was asleep the entire flight. I woke up right at the end.
So how'd you listen to The Awful Hour then?
I listened to it, and then I fell asleep.
Oh.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Here's the deal, Frank. I get off the plane. It's already late. Our flight was a little bit delayed. No big deal. My phone comes back to life because, as you know, you can't use your cell phone. You just physically can't. The connection goes away, or at least it did on mine. My phone comes back to life. It gets a connection. I have a voicemail. So my voicemail comes on. Psh. Yeah, you need to supply your flight number and your airline. You did not supply this to us. We cannot dispatch your taxi cab until you supply this number. And that airline. Thank you. And my voicemail goes on for fucking 30 minutes because they didn't hang up. They just fucking left it on. And I, oh, bitch. That motherfucker needs to get me that motherfucking. I'm just saying, girl.
This was a Korean woman?
No. This was an African American woman, from what I could estimate. My own estimation of her voice and speech pattern and word choice and everything else led me to believe that she was an African American woman. And that's fine. That's great. That's wonderful. What isn't is the fact that they called me during my fucking flight. They called me during my flight to let me know that when I land, I won't have a fucking goddamn cab.
Jesus.
All of this after, I had to book the cab myself. This is the only thing that wasn't taken care of. I booked it, and I said, are you going to call to confirm? Yes, we will call to confirm. And if we don't call, that means that everything is okay anyway. So don't worry about it. I'm like, well, that's fucking weird. Why would you call to confirm if everything's going to be okay anyway? Just trust me on this. We won't mess up. That's what the guy said. We won't mess up. Trust me on this. So now I'm irritated. I call him up. I look, I'm looking at my cell phone. The battery's, dying. Root around through my bag. I don't have a fucking charger. Fantastic. No charger. So I'm looking for one of those little mobile charging stations. It's broken. There's no food place open in the airport. No way to charge my dying phone. And now I'm on hold with somebody who has just said, I don't know what's going. Hold on. So I'm on hold for 20 minutes. And okay, we'll call you when the guy's there. I get a call. I see the cab. The guy goes, I've been driving around for 2 hours. I've been driving in circles for 2 hours. They gave me the wrong phone number. So I couldn't call you. They reversed one of the numbers. An 8 was a 0 was an 8, whatever. And so I get in the car. I'm like, well, that's great. At least I have a cab. Everything's good. Everything's all set up. He goes, so where are you going? You motherfucker. Look it up, fuckface. Look it up. You know where I'm going. Hold on, I will look. He called somebody up.
Then.
Yes, he was Italian. Actually, no, he was from Luxembourg. You fuck. So I finally get where I'm going, and I'm noticing as we're passing these strip malls and places that, they're pretty dim. I don't see open signs and nothing. It's all closed. And I see a couple, it's very sparse. I said, so when do, places close around here? Because I'm hungry. I didn't get a chance to eat anything. Except for some things out of the vending machine, which, by the way, was a fucking disaster. I'm starving. I didn't eat lunch or anything like that. I figure as soon as I land, I'll get something. I'll be good. But everything's closed. So I get stuff at the vending machine. You know what I got, Frank? I got something that was called chocolate sandwich cookies. It wasn't called Hydrox. It wasn't even called Oreo or some clever derivative of the two. Chocolate sandwich cookies. And there were about 26 of them, and they were horrid. I ate 3 of them, and I threw the whole fucking bag out. Threw them out.
But what's it like to be in Texas?
Well, I'll let you know, Frank, because I didn't get too much of an opportunity. I asked the guy, when do the food places close typically? He goes, 11 o'clock. And I look at the clock in his cab, 10:30. So I get to my hotel. I ask the guy behind the counter, is there any way I can get food? Oh, yeah, there's a place here, man. It's called BJ's. They order. They'll deliver right here. You just place an order, they'll deliver. Like, okay, that's great. So I take the menu, I'm looking, like, oh, this stuff looks really good. This is great. Fantastic. And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, I'm going to get a pizza, and I don't know how big the pizzas are.
A pizza from Texas.
Yeah, I don't know how big, the sizes are. There's like 4 different sizes. There's mini, there's small. There's fucking. I'm sure that if I went there, I became a regular, I would master the sizing system as I had done with Starbucks. So I call him up. I'd say, yeah, I'd like to place an order for delivery. A delivery boy has gone home. Well, okay. I'm starving. They're obviously open. I'm willing to walk there, but I have to figure out how far away they are. So I say, well, how far away are you from the La Quinta Hotel on Landmark Boulevard? I don't know where that is. Are you in Dallas? And I was. I was in Addison, which is like the next city over. I said, I'm in Addison. Hold on. I'll find somebody who knows the area. I don't know. And all I hear as I'm becoming more and more pissed is this fucking song, Jesse's Girl. Just BJ's, the place for great pizza and cold beer. Good times and friends. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. Yeah, hey, how are you? How can I help you? Hi, I need to know how far away you are from the La Quinta Hotel on Landmark Boulevard. I don't know. You know, let me get somebody. Hold on a second. I'll get somebody who knows. I'm not even from here. All right. Shit. I'm going to fucking burn this place down when I get there, I swear. And then I'm kind of listening. Jesse's girl.
You were getting into the music.
We're going to find a woman like... Oh, hey, hello? Yeah, hi. What's going on? How can I help you? I need to, you didn't hear me sing, did you? Yeah, a little bit. Okay. I need to know how far away you are from the hotel I'm staying at. It's the La Quinta Hotel on Landmark Boulevard. I mean, you know, you could make it, you know, if you walk. You could probably walk there. Like, what is it, like a 10-minute walk, something like that? Yeah, it's 10 minutes if you waddle. So I go, okay, so it's probably like 5 minutes maybe? Just about, I guess. I don't know. So I'm thinking, okay, well, you guys said it's probably like a 5 minute walk. Sure. Fine. So I'm like, okay, I want this, this, and this. But the pizza, I'm not sure what size I want because, you know, it's mini, small. I don't know. Well, how hungry are you? I'm fairly hungry. I'll go with a small. Mini's kind of mini, you know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, well, how big's a small? About 6-inch pie. It's about a 6-inch pizza. I'm like, okay, so I'll get that in a salad. I go out of the hotel. Now I'm walking. I figured that if I get to the, you know, the main drag, he said that it was on the main drag, I would see it. So I walk out. As soon as I fucking take 3 steps, I see the fucking restaurant. It's right there. It's on Landmark fucking Boulevard. The employees of this fucking restaurant don't even know what fucking street their goddamn place of business is on.
Wow.
I fucking walk across the street.
So you made it.
Yeah. Pretty timely. Pretty timely. I go across the street. And I go and I get my stuff. And I come back.
How was it?
I open the pizza. The 6-inch pizza was 14 inches around and 3 inches thick, and I ate every fucking bit of it.
Fucking animal.
Every fucking bit of it. I'm sitting in my underwear on some fucking disgusting chair, eating deep dish pizza and talking to Pristine Sneakers on Pow Talk.
How is
I'm talking
Texas
about
pizza?
Sublime for 4 hours with Pristine Sneakers. Yo, you know, Roots of Creation's a fucking amazing song. Rah, 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 rah. I need to eat the entire pizza. I'm disgusting, and I have no fucking willpower. Oh, man. So how was it, you said?
I mean, how was pizza from Texas?
It tasted like Pizza Hut. It tasted just like Pizza Hut.
So that was good, then.
So you asked me what Texas is like, Frank. I wish I could tell you.
I wish
I could tell you, Frank, because that whole experience was all I had of Texas. I woke up the next day, keep in mind... My hotel is across the street from the place that I'm going from. And when I say across the street, I mean literally 50 feet away. 50 feet away. I figure I wake up maybe 7:20, 7:25, get ready. I'm there at like 8 o'clock. Fine. Wake up at 7:25. Get a call. 7:26. Like 1 minute later, literally. Ken, how are you? How are you? It's raining out, Ken. I figured I'd pick you up. Oh, it's really nice of you. I just got out of the shower. When can I expect you? Oh, yeah, not for a while, Ken. You know, I'll be there in like 15 minutes. So now I have 15 minutes to get fucking ready. 15. The guy thinks I've already showered, so he's going to come early. He's like, you want to get breakfast? We can get breakfast. I'm like, listen, I need a little bit of time. He's like, stay on your schedule, Ken. Stay on your schedule. So basically, from 7:26 a.m., until my fucking, the time I left the office at 2:30, I was on go mode. I was on go. I was meeting people who didn't want to meet me. I didn't want to meet them, so that's always the best way. It's like, hey, how are you? My name's Ken. How are you? Yeah, I'm Peter. How are you? Nice to meet you. Yeah, nice to meet you too. Great. Motor on through 12 of those. Field a few questions. get out of there, go to the airport, see you, yeah, nice trip, yeah, really informative, yeah, it was great, yeah, we'll do it next time, no, we won't, fuck you. So I go and I find my my gate, and I look, and I'm like, okay, we're getting off, this is awesome, I have about 40 minutes, I'll pay $5 to get on the internet, because I'm addicted, I can't go without it, I need my cell phone, I need my internet, I need everything, I need to be connected. So I use it up, I figure, I'll pay the money, I'll be on, I'll be able to work and do all this stuff, have fun. And by work, I mean play the goddamn geography game on Facebook about 75 times until I now know what Seychelles' flag looks like and the shape of Thailand. I memorized it.
It's got a little tail.
It does have a little tail, a little bit of a tail, Frank. Hey, Frank,
hold on.
Frank, hold on a second. Change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start. Okay, I'm ready to go again. So I'm in the airport, and then I see people going up to the desk at the gate. And they're coming back. They're throwing their hands up in the air. Like, this is bullshit. Oh! People are really pissed off. And this is a sign of that I should be alarmed as well. I should be throwing my arms up and being pissed off as well. I go up to the desk, and they say, would you like an earlier flight? And I said, I would like this flight. I would like to leave with this flight, the one that's leaving soon. And they go, no, it's not leaving soon. It's going to be leaving in 3 hours. So now my flight is fucking delayed 3 hours. So, Frank, I didn't get to experience Texas. I got home in New Jersey, felt good. Gotta say, I need some Bon Jovi, something. I need something decidedly New Jersey right now. Hit me with some fucking Bon Jovi, something.
Yeah. Bad medicine.
No, not you. Fucking actual Bon Jovi. Not.
Let me ask you.
Not
a question.
Bald Jovi.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
What do you you know when people say what states have you been to?
Yes.
Would you classify? You'd say you would include Texas in that list.
I was actually there, yeah. So okay. I was there. I didn't experience it.
If you fly over a state, does that mean that you've been to that state?
No, Frank, but if I'm driving, I will include every state that I've driven through.
Even though you may have just been on an interstate for 10 minutes.
I've been in Delaware. I've been in Virginia. I've been up and down the East Coast because we've driven from New Jersey to Florida. So I've been to all those states. Even though I may have stopped in them. If I hadn't, I would still include them. Okay. I just need a little Jersey here. Hold on. Just a little bit. Do you know they called me a fucking Yankee? These fucks called me a Yankee.
Is calling somebody a Yankee, is that derogatory to
a I didn't Yankee? Wear a jacket, so now I'm a fucking, a war criminal to them. In their eyes, I'm a fucking war criminal because I chose not to wear a jacket outside. He's used to them Yankee cold temperatures. Fuck them. What we've got doesn't make a difference if we like it or not. I don't know. Fuck Bon Jovi. I, you know what? Fuck New Jersey, too. I'm officially back on track. So I got home, Frank, like 11 o'clock. And I had to go to work the next day. And well, I had to hear all the same fucking questions that you asked me. All over again.
Oh.
So what was Texas like? What was it like? Did you have fun in Texas? Did you go to a rodeo? Why is it that people hear Texas and they fucking think that I'm going to be having a fucking shootout at a saloon?
Because that's what we always see on TV.
It's all we see, but we don't see the fucking cubicle farm with a goddamn shitty conference room that I'm sitting in just hoping they don't ask me something I don't know. Like, oh yeah, no, that is a good question. I'm gonna have to spend some time thinking about that for a second. I need to research that when I get back, and I'll email you that. I'll even call you. Oh, okay. That's how you say you don't know something, basically, Frank. So basically, it was a fantastic goddamn trip.
Well, I'm happy for you. Yeah. I'm happy you came back safe and sound.
Yeah. Oh man, Yankee, they call me.
Well, is it? I guess I'm a Yankee, but is that a derogatory thing to say to people from the Northeast?
I don't give a fuck if you call me a Mariner or a fucking Brewer or any other team. I don't care.
I mean, is that some type of slang?
I guess so. You Marlin. You, sir, are an Oriole.
fucking right terrible. On. Yeah, yeah. Irish Alky is saying it's like the calling somebody a cracker. I guess it hurt at one point, not so much now. I mean, that's the way that like all these words go. The things that used to be slang, things that used to make up, you know, things that, nicknames, insults or whatever. I'm not. I like to say that I'm a student of this stuff. But I'm not too well versed in it.
When I was a kid back in the 70s and 80s, there was a lot of slang we'd say, and I want to know if it was the same. I mean, do people still say psych?
They watch it now. They actually watch a show called Psych.
Okay.
But nobody says that. Like, hey, Frank, I got some Bon Jovi tickets for you. Like, oh, that's really good.
Psych!
Oh, psych! It's really Southside Johnny, and it's going to suck.
Now, what is that psych supposed to be an abbreviation of? Psychology?
It's like you're psyching them out. Oh. Like you're using your mental powers to completely remove them from the situation.
When I was a kid back in the 80s, we used to say excellent a lot. We used to go excellent.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Excellent.
Excellent.
We used to also say call people gay wads.
I liked the word gay wad. I like to call people gay wads now, not for some time.
And we used to say, and I'm sure this is still done, no shit Sherlock. And I only realized until only a week ago that when they were saying Sherlock, they were referring to Sherlock Holmes.
Really? What the fuck, yes. Sherlock, do you know outside of Sherlock Holmes?
Well, Sherlock from the Magic Garden, the little squirrel. Anyway.
You just thought they didn't know how to pronounce Shylock.
Right.
You might be the thickest skulled person I've ever met.
Now, also, we had, you know, back in the 70s, it was right on and say what and this and that.
You know what's embarrassing, though? When people stick to these things. Like, you obviously don't do this. I don't hear you say, yeah, right on, man. Right on. Psych! All that stuff. You don't do that. But there are people that never let go of their slang. Are there some that you refuse to just loosen your grip on? Are there some phrases that you'll never let die?
Well, look at the one. I only realized this a week ago. You know, it's very popular for people to say face nowadays. Are you aware of that?
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay. But that's – face comes out of the phrase in your face.
Yeah.
It's just been broken down to face. It used to be in your face. Now I just say face. I didn't know that. I didn't realize that.
It's East Side Dave.
I just realized that now.
East Side Dave invented. That's copyright East Side Dave. I'm just going to go as far back as 1995. I don't know when he coined it. But
right.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
But he copyrighted just face, but in your face has been around since I was a kid.
Sure. Innovation is a way of life. Innovation is a way of life, Frank.
Right. In your face is now just face.
So now I'm going to, when I'm really mad at you, I'm just going to say, you! That's it.
Anyway.
And you can fill in whatever that's supposed to mean.
When I was a kid, we used the term flat lever. Have you ever heard that term, flat lever?
No, ever.
Okay.
What is that?
That's like if you're hanging out with somebody and that person goes off with somebody else. He was a flat lever. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, like your friend or a date?
No, like say I was hanging out with somebody. Okay, me and some guy were hanging out, and then I saw some cooler kids come around. So I would leave the kid I was hanging out with, and I'd be called a flat lever.
Were you a flat lever?
I was a flat lever.
You were.
I was being a flat levy sometimes.
Flat levy.
Also, we used to use the term.
So you cracked. You cracked, and now Louisiana was destroyed.
Yes. Front seas, back seas. Are you aware of what front seas, back seas is?
I can't say that I know. I know I've heard of it. I don't know.
You don't know what front seas, back seas is. Come on.
I wasn't born in the 1950s, so I don't know.
Front seas, back seas is when you're a kid in school in line. And somebody wants to get in front of you, so you let the person get in front of you, but then that person lets you get in front of him, so then you're avoiding the person who was in front of you to begin with. You understand what I'm saying?
It's a convoluted fucking deal. Okay, you get in front of me, right? Then I'll get in front of you.
Right.
So why don't you just say, get in back of me, fuckface, instead of frontsies, backsies.
You can just call it getting back with me, fuckface.
I see.
I mean, really, why are you adding all these extra steps to just fucking over the guy behind you? And why does there have to be some protocol or some kind of verbal command for just fucking up a line? And when you're a kid, there were all these rules and all these other things.
Single file, folks. Single file. Line.
And then sometimes, you know, they'd screw it. Double file. What? We're going to the same auditorium. And then there were always like these rules like, yeah, you know what? First is the worst. Second is the best. That's always the person that never got to be first in line.
Now, how are you with slang from earlier periods of time?
How early? What era are we talking? I mean, when you say early, are you talking
slang
about...
slang from the 1920s.
I think I could do that. I think I could handle that.
What I have done here is I've made a list about 10 items of slang from the 1920s to the 1960s. I want you to tell me what it means, the slang, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
I'll give you three choices for each. Banks closed. Okay? Is that slang for having no money?
Banks closed.
Is that slang for no kissing or making out? Or is that slang for words to describe a stupid person's brain? For example, his bank's closed. Which is that? Bank's closed.
I'm going to say it refers to no money.
It does not.
What does it refer to?
It refers to no kissing or making out. For example, sorry, Mac, bank's closed.
No, that's not right. I didn't get that wrong, did I?
Oh, yes, you did.
Damn it.
How about this?
Okay.
And how? Does it mean strongly agree? Another word for pardon or confused?
People still use that.
I always thought it was end how, E-N-D-H-O-W. I never realized until two hours ago that it was actually and how. I always thought it was end how.
End how. Never make that possible again.
No.
No, it's and how. It means that you agree.
Okay. What does this term mean from the 1940s? But me. B-U-T-T, me. Is it another word for shaking hands? Another word for I'll take a cigarette or getting hit without warning?
I'm going to say cigarette.
You are correct,
sir. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this? Anytime you know you want to go. Oh, you know what it is? I don't know what it is. Fucking. All right. Let's continue on with the 1920s slang.
What does the phrase dead soldier refer to? Does it refer to an empty beer bottle, a shy man, or a stalled car?
People still use this. This is an empty beer bottle.
That's correct. This phrase has...
I'm the master of 1920 slang.
Okay. What is the phrase fire extinguisher slang for? A person who does not drink alcohol, a fighter, or a chaperone? Think about it.
Chaperone.
You're correct.
Yes!
Very good thinking.
Take it!
Very good thinking!
In your...
Okay.
I believe that was Irish Al Gillick. Okay, next, please.
What does the slang skin tickler refer to? Skin tickler.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
May I finish? Is it A, a prostitute, B, an uncomfortable piece of clothing, or C, a drummer? Skin tickler.
Is it a drummer?
You are correct.
Yes! This is the easiest game I've ever played.
You fuck-faced tool.
Come on, Frank. Let's go difficult with this.
What's the phrase, slang phrase, cut the gas refer to?
Well, I know what it means now.
Does it refer to telling someone to be quiet, telling someone to stop farting, or telling someone to put out a cigarette? Cut the gas.
That's going to be cigarette.
You are incorrect.
What? I am not incorrect.
It's telling someone to be quiet. Cut the gas.
Cut the gas, Mackie. So I've gotten two wrong so far.
Yes.
Yeah, my 20s music sucks. I'm sorry. I have to turn that off. Okay, continue. Let's go. This is 1920s slang.
Slang word freem mean?
Freem?
E-A-M. Freem. Does it refer to someone who doesn't fit in? Does it refer to female masturbation? Or does it refer to cream soda mixed with alcohol? Freem.
Is it cream soda?
You are incorrect, sir.
God damn it!
It's someone who doesn't fit in.
So you would be Freem. You should call yourself Germ Freem. Alright, what's the next one?
Birth control seats. Does it refer to bucket seats?
Does that exist?
May I finish, please? The slang phrase birth control seats. Does it refer to bucket seats in a car when going to the movies and the seats are not together, or a girl with a big ass? Birth control seats.
I love the idea of a girl with a big ass having a birth control seat. So just, I think, for the fact that that could be a great answer, I'm going to say big ass.
You are incorrect. It refers to bucket seats in a car.
God damn because, it all!
I mean, all you had to do was think about that one. I just have one more here, okay?
Sure, let's do this.
Gut
By the way, Irish Augie from The What Show is saying that birth control seats are something Solera should own. All right, what's the next one?
The last one is gut wadden. I'll spell it for you. G-U-T-T. The next word is W-A-D-D-I-N. Gut wadden. Does it refer to any
W-A-D-D-I-N?
Yes, gut wadden. Does it refer to any type of cheap fast food? Does it refer to getting punched in the stomach? Or does it refer to a big woman? Gut wadden.
I'm going to say fast food.
You are correct.
Yes! Food. Eat it! Eat it! Frank, Germ Freem. So what do I win?
You win absolutely.
We always
squat.
Play these games and I get nothing out of it. And I won that one.
Well,
God, the 20s were a terrible time. I'm watching this. They all fucking dance weird. They dance like they're all on LSD.
What's that now? They're,
what? What's what?
What
now?
Are you referring to?
I'm watching some video of 20s, you know, for the music.
This
fucking frog trumpet. People are wearing tablecloths, basically, and swim cap hats with these beads. I don't know.
They're happy. They're happy back in the 20s dancing. You know what? Remember I said to you before that the term "no shit Sherlock" refers to Sherlock Holmes. I also never realized that the term "grody" it comes from the word grotesque. Did you know that?
I didn't, but it makes sense. It does.
Thank you.
And people are saying that the 20s were the greatest and they wish they lived in them. Do you realize that you couldn't drink legally in the 20s? You couldn't really, enjoy yourself. I don't know. To me, it looked like a terrible time. It just really looked like an absolutely boring time. You had to fucking crank your car to get it to go. You had to turn a goddamn crank to go to work. Frank has to walk downstairs and he complains about it. You would die if you were in the 20s.
I wouldn't survive. I'd wait till the 30s or 40s came.
You can't. If you're in the 20s, what would you do, Frank? Just try to induce a coma and hope that, you know, the 40s come about? If you're alive in the 20s, you have to go through the 20s. There's no time travel yet.
There's never time travel.
Yet. If we had everybody like you with no vision, no ability to manage time in the present, we will never get time travel, Frank. Ever. And it's starting to get to the point where people don't even want to interact. They don't want to do anything. They want to just go on Facebook, play their little games. And believe me, I do it too. I go on Facebook. I change my status a couple times. I post them on my fucking stupid blogs.
You're a big champion on GeoGame.
I'm the goddamn king.
32 fucking thousand.
I wear a shiny crown for that fucking geography game. Yes.
I don't know how you do it.
Let me put it on my resume and renegotiate my salary. That I'm awesome at a fucking Facebook game. It gets me nothing, Frank. Facebook, it's worthless, but for some reason we're all hooked. You're even on it.
Well, here's the, yes, and I'm, you know, me of all people who knows nothing about anything.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing about Facebook is, you know, you have people, what they have is they request you to be a friend and you accept or decline or whatever, okay? So there's people who are requesting my friendship from high school, people that I have not seen or talked to in over 20 years, okay? And I see them after I accept their request and whatnot, you know, a couple of days later or whatever, I'll see that they're online and they're just a click away. Now, I haven't spoken to these people in over 20 years, and all I have to do is just click something and I could speak to these people. So, I don't know where the fuck they are. You know, I haven't been in contact with them. Isn't it? It's weird.
It's weird that people of your advanced age are embracing these new technologies.
I see.
Like, I mean, people of your advanced age, people even older than you. My mom is on Facebook. My dad has a Facebook account and has had one for a while. Didn't even tell anybody.
My 80-year-old aunt has a Facebook account.
How fucking gross is that?
Disgusting.
This they were the last generation that were able to keep in touch with people. They wrote letters. They wrote fucking postcards. They kept in touch. They didn't lose friends. I have friends that I would love to see. But they live 5 minutes away. I'll never see them again for the rest of my life. Ever again. I'm never going to see these people because I don't have them on Facebook.
Now, do you think
it's becoming more and more difficult to keep tabs on people?
Now, a lot of these people I see...
But it's easier than ever.
From high school, you know, a lot of them have moved away to different parts of the country. Some people are in Denver. Somebody actually moved to Hawaii.
Wow.
Do you think that they're more successful if they've moved to different parts of the country?
So you think because they left the hometown and now they're
right.
in...
Right.
You think that because they're in Hawaii, they're doing
right.
better than you.
Exactly. Do you feel that way?
Do you realize that if you go to Hawaii, there's got to be somebody serving you a fucking... coconut filled with shitty liquor. Those people live in Hawaii. There are people that are fucking homeless in Hawaii. So living in Hawaii doesn't fucking impress me all that
much.
But
do you think it's a bit of a when somebody still now I don't live in my hometown, but when somebody still lives in the hometown where they grew up, is that embarrassing? Should that be something that you should be embarrassed for?
I don't know. I mean, it's a little different. We are a little bit separate in age by like maybe 30, 20 years. I mean, how old
Excuse
are you?
Me?
How old are you?
I'm 38.
40. Round up. We deal with fucking round numbers here. You're 40 years old, right? So maybe, you know, you have a family, you've settled down. It's just what happens. You're looking at it like, you know, the way that you looked at people when you were in high school. You look at what they have, what they've done, experiences. Like, oh my God, did you hear? Fucking... Frank has had alcohol. I bet you that was such a big fucking shock. You found out that people drank in high school.
Right.
Times are fucked up right now.
There are
probably people in high school right now, Frank, that have had gangbangs or whatever. I don't know. There are people that have fucking run meth labs that are in high school.
The weirdest thing when I can remember, you know, like in middle school and everything, seeing somebody smoking a cigarette for the first, you know, seeing somebody smoke a cigarette, you know, growing up with them in grammar school, and all of a sudden they start smoking cigarettes now, and you see them like smoking cigarettes, and it's just the weirdest thing to see, you know, somebody like 11, 12 years old that you grew up with now smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, because like you only associated cigarettes with like your fucking crotchety grandparents.
Right.
Like, oh,
right,
my
exactly.
grandparents smoked and they hated blacks. I don't know. Not that mine did. But, like, you would always associate that with some kind of level of maturity. Now you see some fucking asshole in your earth science class sneak out to fucking smoke a Benson and Hedges that he obviously stole from his fucking parents.
Like, the first time, like when you first started going to parties in high school, and you see somebody, like, holding a beer bottle, it's the weirdest thing in the world because you've never seen this before.
You know what? It wasn't. Maybe for you, because, you know, as I said before, the further you go back, like in your era, when they didn't have the light bulb, things were more pure. When you had to go outside into a shed that you had a hole into to piss and shit, things were more pure. They didn't do all these things, Frank.
I see. All right. Put me down.
I mean,
down.
Yeah. But with you...
It's equivalent to seeing a teacher not in school. Seeing your
It was the worst thing in the world!
Seeing your teacher in the mall or the supermarket was very odd.
You see him walking in a mall wearing some fucking sweatpants. I saw one of my social studies teachers wearing Zubas and a fucking football jersey. And I'm like, this is a guy that's supposed to teach. for this is a guy that teaches me things. He knows everything that I should learn, and he's doling it out year after year. Nah, it's a job. He gets drunk. He goes there. He's fucking hungover. He talks about the pizza today was better than last time. I think it was the oregano. They know nothing. They know nothing. They're in this job because they want 2 months off. That's it. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them one fucking bit. They're just regular people that have, you know, been a little bit older than the people they're teaching. These people haven't lived long enough to figure out the very basics. And this fuck that wears Zubas on the weekend and buys fucking starter jackets.
Now, did you ever
from Models?
Have you ever seen a teacher out of school and said hi to him or her while you saw them?
My
in
parents
store
would do it. My parents would do it, and I'd be mortified. Mortified. You don't want to see and you don't even want to see kids that you go to school with.
I
outside
have to
of school
for the first time tomorrow because as we said we discussed earlier, my wife Donna is working now. I have to go for the first time to a teacher conference. I have to go to a conference.
You never went to them?
No. Donna always did it.
Oh, that's right, because it's called a parent-teacher conference. So now that you're finally a parent, you get to go.
Wow, that's interesting.
Oh, that's
you would say 99% of the people who go there are the mothers, okay? So I have to go to a parent-teacher conference tomorrow, and I'll let you know how that works out next week. But it's frightening. And to see,
you know what? It's going to work out like any review that an employee gets. The boss doesn't want to fucking spend time and tell you what he thinks about you, so they're going to make up some shit. Yeah, you know, I'd really like to see some more growth, some more development in some section of whatever it is you're supposed to be doing. His handwriting needs work. He needs to pay attention. He forgets things. He uses both hands. Is he ambidextrous? It's bullshit. Who cares? Just go there and fucking nod your head, and you're not going to remember any of this stuff anyway. If you take notes, Frank, you're not even going to remember. You won't. I know, because you don't care enough what this person has to say. Because you know that they're going home, they're looking at pornography, they're going to stores, they're buying the same shit, they're buying the same groceries, they're doing all this fucking shit, and they're just regular people.
Did you have a teacher's lounge in high school?
Yes, and it had a goddamn Coke machine in it.
Okay, how awesome was it to go past a teacher's lounge and just like look at them and see them in situations where they weren't? It was very awkward to see the teachers sitting down on those couches and smoking.
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't real. I really didn't give a shit. The thing that was awkward was when you bumped into a kid in your class outside of school and he's with his parents and you're with your parents, and now your parent the two parents are talking and you have to pretend, no matter how much you hate each other, that you guys get along. But the minute you're back in school, it's fucking all over. Nothing better than grade school fights, though. Anyway, Frank, I don't know. I think we've used up enough of the public's time.
That's true.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not that bad, was it? Anyway, Frank, thank you very much. I want to say thank you very much, everybody, for tuning in to the DJ New Style Show. Be sure to go to DJNewStyleShow.com. That's DJNewStyleShow.com. Download the episodes, check out some clips, and you know, just be a person and enjoy us. People enjoy us, god damn it. And they also enjoy the Awful Hour tomorrow night on HeroesTalk.com. Frank, do you have anything you want to say?
But this is us! Yeah, no, shut up! Ken, do you have anything that you want to say?
No! I am good, thanks!
Ricola!
good, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana, fuck you!